No problem.
To the mouth, no problem.
Look up on the angle, no? To the mouth, no problem. It's all right.
To the mouth.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Let me sing Jai Radha Madhava.
No, yes.
And where did, oh yeah, you want to play Mridanga? This is my traveling Mridanga play. This is Yamaraj Das from Singapore.
Oh, people
there. Oh yes. You've heard of Yamaraj. Yes, you have to watch out. Jai Radha 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 Radha
Thank you.
Jaya Vishnu Brahman Sahir Rajat Chaya Stas Shishmad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada Ki Iskavan Swami Chaya Shiva Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Shiva Bhagavad Gita Ki Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dishi Shri Shri Nafji Ki Shri Nasirya Dev Bhagavad Ki every evening?
Sometimes.
Okay. Okay, devotees, I'm very happy to be here with you. Unfortunately, I can only speak English at the moment. Is that okay?
Yes.
I could speak in Russian, but I think that would not be so suitable. And my Creole trademark, yeah, Bahut Karabe. So I'm going to read then Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 10, The Opulence of the Absolute. Text 10. Tesham satati yukta nam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogamitam yena maha upriyantite. Translation. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word buddhi yoga is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things, and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Now, buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to get back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculations to understand Krishna, he is acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in buddhi yoga, in bhakti yoga, or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he is still not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness with love and devotion. And with love and devotion, render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If the devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. We just read the verse again. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yena maham upanyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestam Tule Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Prachare Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasvityadeja Tare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 So I hope you are all happy in Krishna consciousness. Are you all okay? Happy? Is everyone chanting their rounds? Yes?
You're not chanting? Say yes?
Qui chante? Combien de tours?
Combien de tours?
16. Sol la mala. Sol la mala. Bis. Okay. So this is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna here is explaining how he reciprocates with his devotees. The devotees are trying to serve Krishna very nicely, and they're working hard and doing many things, chanting every day, and so on, attending the temple programs. So the devotees are doing all these things for Krishna. But what is Krishna doing for the devotees? Generally, when people think about religion, they think, what will God do for me? Isn't it? Generally, what will God do for me? Not so much, what can I do for God? This is going on in this world. Generally, people, if they have any interest in religion, generally they are thinking in this type of way. What will I get? But we really do not need to worry. We do not need to worry. Does Krishna know who I am? Does Krishna know that I exist? Or am I just some unknown person, just lost in this world? I am too small, and Krishna is too big. And so what to do? But no. Jiva Goswami, one of our great acharyas, from around the time of Lord Chaitanya, Jiva Goswami said that even though Krishna is so great, he is greater than the biggest ocean, but still Krishna never forgets even the smallest drop of service. Small, even you hardly do anything, but Krishna never forgets. So the problem is not, will Krishna forget me? The problem is, will I forget Krishna? That is the problem. And we don't need to worry that we need to remind Krishna that Krishna, here I am, Krishna, over here. Here I am, the tree over there. You know my name, Krishna? We don't need to about him. And Krishna, do you know what I need? Do you know, Krishna? Well, in case you have forgotten, I will remind you. You know what they say in Christianity? Maybe you don't know what they say. The one thing they say is, pray to God, give us this day our daily bread. This is what they say. In other words, God, Krishna, has a big bakery in the sky. What's bakery? Boulangerie? Is it bakery? Boulangerie? Yes. Up there. And if you pray to him nicely, maybe he will give you a free loaf of bread. Or maybe he will give you a nice roti or Mauritian dal puri. Or you know what they say in Hinduism? You know what they say in Hinduism? Give me a house and a car and a color TV on Jai Jagadisha Hare. This is what they say. So, but Krishna knows what we need better than what we need, than what we know. Sometimes we think we need something and we pray, Krishna, please give me whatever. But actually it is not something we need. And sometimes we pray for something and it is bad for us. Sometimes it creates trouble for us. Yes. But Krishna knows. We should try to have that faith that Krishna knows me. And Krishna, particularly if I serve Krishna the best I can, Krishna will look after me. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the elephant. What's elephant on Creole?
Elephant.
Elephant. Wait. Okay. The elephant. Elephant. In what? Bien grand, would you say? It's very big. Very big. Every day, the elephant must eat maybe as much food as all of us together need, right? To survive, maybe something like that. So, but Krishna is looking after the elephant. Did you ever see a skinny, thin elephant? So last time. Did you ever? You have Mauritian elephant in the zoo? So you never see a skinny elephant. Every elephant is big, very big, and very strong. So the elephant is getting his food from Krishna. And you never see an elephant coming to the factory to get a job, to earn money, to get food. Never. And you never see an elephant coming to the temple, or maybe to a church or a mosque, to pray for food. Did you? You have any elephants here?
No. No.
Sculpted elephants.
No, it's not.
Anyway. So you don't see them. You don't see them praying for food. You don't see them working for food. But you never see a thin elephant. Do you understand my English?
Yes.
To comprehend? Well, sufficiently. So why? Because Krishna is looking after the elephant. So why would Krishna not look after his devotee? Krishna will definitely look after his devotee. You know what Krishna says in chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 22. Nerv vank da. What does Krishna say? Anamnaschitayantoma ye janaparyupasate tesha nitya yukdana yogin shekhan vahavyaha. This is a very important verse. 9:22. Krishna is saying, those who are always remembering me and always engaged in my service, I carry to them what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Krishna looks after his devotees. So we don't need to worry. Will Krishna look after me? Does he know I exist? Don't worry. Just chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna, and be happy. Be very happy. Bien, bien, bien. Yeah. So now here in this verse, Krishna is explaining a particular point in this regard, that if, well, he says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, Krishna says, I reciprocate. I sort of reward them, you could say. So how does Krishna reciprocate with his devotees? What do you think? Do you think he gives them lots of money so they can buy big television, 84 inches, to watch Bollywood, Aishwarya and Abhishek, big size? Or do you think that Krishna will, if Krishna is pleased with you, if he is very pleased, maybe he will give you lots of money, you can buy big motor car, BMW. You know BMW? Big Money Western. Anyway, don't worry about that too much. But Yeah. So what do you think? If Krishna is very pleased with you, and Krishna wants to give you the best thing, what will he give you? You know, money, a big house, a car, a new husband or wife, a better job, good health. What will he give you if he wants to give the best? This is what Krishna is talking about here. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is interesting. This is very interesting. Very interesting. If Krishna wants to give the best thing, he gives understanding. He gives knowledge. Buddhi, intelligence. Buddhi yoga. In the purport, Prabhupada's talking about Buddhi yoga. The yoga of intelligence. So this is very interesting, isn't it? Many people, they would not think of that. If you ask them that if God will give you the best thing, you know, what will he give you? They would not think that he would give you knowledge. So you can approach it. They would think that he'd give money or something like this. Generally, you know, some high position in society or something like that. But no, Krishna is saying, when I am the most pleased with someone and I want to give the best I have to give, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is very important, because when you have the understanding that this is the right thing, this is the best thing, this will help me the most, and that other things, I don't need them, they are not good for me. When you have that understanding very clearly, then you voluntarily, you will decide, I will do this. And then put your whole heart into that. And give yourself, not by force, some people say that if God was merciful, then he would force us to go back to him, even if we didn't want to. But he would just force us, and we would have to go back to Godhead. But consider that generally what do people want? If some ordinary person from the street of Trialay, or, you know, maybe like ordinary American or British or French person, you know, like materialistic person, if he was forced to go to the kingdom of God at gunpoint, go away or else, and now he's in the kingdom of God, would he be happy? Think about it. He would become hungry, and what would he want to eat? Some wounds. But in the look of Vrindavan, there's no wounds. Sorry. McDonald's hamburger across the road from our temple in Phoenix. Maybe he wanted a McDonald's hamburger, but there is no McDonald's in Goloka Vrindavan. Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's no fried chicken in Goloka Vrindavan. There's only Govinda's restaurants and only prasada. You know, Rupa, Shushu, Rishabdal Puri, all these things, you can get them. You can get them in Goloka Vrindavan. But hamburger, no. No hamburger. So that very materialistic person, he wants to eat meat. But he's in Goloka Vrindavan. There is no meat. He will not be happy. So what will he want next? Maybe some beer, or some wine, or some whiskey. But in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no whiskey. Nothing like that. There is only nectar drinks. Just nectar drinks. He would not be happy. And then what would he want next? He would want a girl. In Goloka Vrindavan, all the girls are taken. They're all with Krishna. So he would ask, where is the disco? Do they have any, you know, pop music? Michael Jackson, or I don't know. Kanye West, is that his name? They have any of that? No, only kirtan. Only kirtan. So he would not be happy. You follow? And he would, very quickly, he would think, I want to get out of here. I want to go back to Trialay. I want to go back to the material world. He would think like that. He would not be satisfied. Therefore, it's very important that people get the understanding, that they learn, and they learn what is right, what is wrong, what is good for me, what is bad for me, and then they can make their own decision that I will become a devotee. Why? Because I want to. Because I want to do it. Because I want to go back to Godhead. Not because I have to. So you see, what Krishna is saying here is very important. Very important message. That Krishna's, practically Krishna's greatest mercy for, at least for the new devotees, and practically for any devotee, Krishna's greatest mercy is to give that understanding. To give that understanding by which we can come to him. And then when you have that understanding, and when you're convinced, then it becomes very easy. Then it's so easy. And you spontaneously obviously do the right things and spontaneously are not interested in the wrong things. You know, sometimes it is said that Krishna consciousness, the path of Krishna consciousness, is like walking on the edge of a razor blade. You heard that? Sometimes it's said. But, when the devotee really becomes convinced and understands very clearly what to do, what not to do, then that razor blade, it broadens, it becomes like a big highway, and then you can just dance along that path back home, back to Godhead. So this is Krishna's special mercy. When Krishna really wants to help you, he gives you that understanding. Of course, Krishna is giving everything anyway, like food. We mentioned the elephant. The elephant is not a devotee. Elephants do not chant 16 rounds a day. The elephant's just an animal. But Krishna is looking after the elephant. So Krishna looks after the devotees in every way, providing food, shelter, protection, association, friendship, beautiful temple like this. All these things Krishna is giving, and we should be very grateful. But ultimately, this is the main thing that gives the understanding by which the devotee can come to him. In the purport, I'll just say another couple of things. Bear with me. Ekute moi si vous plait. That Krishna, well, Prabhupada in the purport says that normally the devotee gets knowledge from reading the scriptures, from the spiritual master. Prabhupada explains like that. Yeah. But if it is difficult for someone, Krishna may himself give the knowledge through the heart. Krishna may give inspiration. Like for example, sometimes I have had the experience, I have been sitting in the audience in a lecture, and before that there was some doubt in my mind, some question in my mind, something I couldn't understand. And now I'm sitting in the lecture, and now the devotee, maybe Mukta Purushuru, is giving the lecture, and he suddenly starts talking about that thing which I am having some doubt about. Did it ever happen to you? And suddenly my question is answered, and I didn't even ask the question. I was just thinking. But that's Krishna. One time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada's spiritual master, some big scholar like a big Hindu professor from the Benares Hindu University came to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta with some questions. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was busy. He told him, just wait, I will be with you soon. And he said, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said to the man, while you are waiting, why don't you ask those young boys over there? There were some young brahmacharis. Are you a brahmachari? Okay. Are you young? Kitazal. How old? Kailash.
I am 45.
45. Okay. Young boy. Young boy. These boys were like 20. Just really young. And they were cleaning the anti paraphernalia. You know, the brass ghee lamp and all these things, the bell, the things they use for the arti, they were cleaning. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told this man, he is a big professor, told him, why don't you ask those young boys? They're 20 years old. Anyway, the man, he went over and he said, you know, I've got some questions. Can you help me? And they said, we are busy cleaning the arti paraphernalia. Can you help us? And this big professor thought, you know, now they want me to do some unpaid work. But he sat down, he started cleaning the arti paraphernalia. And this is service. This is some service to the Lord. Cleaning the arti set. So there he is, cleaning, doing some service. And he's thinking about his questions. Suddenly, the answers to those questions just appeared in his mind. Out of nowhere, the answers just came. And then he finished the cleaning. And he went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, okay, I am free now. You can ask your questions. The man said, I have no more questions. The answers came while I was doing that service. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janaya Yasu Vairagya Gyanam Chayad Ahaitukam, which means when you render service to Vasudeva, to Lord Krishna, then Janaya Yasu Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. And Gyanamcha, and knowledge also. Gyanamcha yad ahaitukam. Ahaituki means causelessly. Hetu means cause. Ahaitu means with no cause. When you render service to Krishna, detachment and knowledge come to you causelessly. And what does that causeless mean? It means from Krishna within the heart. It's not just literally out of nowhere. It is from the Lord within the heart. And there is no material cause.
A happy winter. Okay, so yes, we should try to make the most of Prabhupada's books and the senior devotees and spiritual master. But sometimes, if we need to understand something and it is difficult, Krishna will give the understanding. And like this, one day, one morning, you will wake up and you will no longer be in Triolet. You will be in Goloka Vrindavan Dhamma with Krishna, by Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. Sri Goloka Vrindavan Dhamma King. Sri Prabhupada King.